The news just breaking. As I started recording this, an Apple plans to buy Intel's wireless chip unit for $1 billion. Wireless chip unit. Well, no doubt they're going after the 5G monopoly of Qualcomm. I don't know if you know this, but Apple and Qualcomm are not the greatest of friends. And with that news, Qualcomm is even losing more after hours. The stock market closed at 4 p.m. Eastern time, 1 p.m. Pacific, 11 Hawaiian time. Man, I'm telling you, that is a swing from being on Hawaiian time to Florida time. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for everyone's feedback, for reaching out the last few days, for those subscribers. Man, that's been an overwhelming blessing. I really appreciate it. We are in this fight together, to fight, to laugh, to feast. And I just could not pick a better network to be on, could not pick a better audience than you guys. Thank you so much for that. It's so funny, you listen to podcasts before you get into podcasts and you hear all these podcasters thanking their audience so much, but it's like, oh, you're so corny. Like, you're thanking your audience. You always say your audience is the best, but it's like, it's not like just some generic audience that listens. You really get to know your audience. Oh, Amazon reported $5.22 per share versus $5.57 expected. Ouch. Amazon might be a buying opportunity coming up in the next couple of weeks. We shall see about that. But going back to what I was saying is that audiences really have their own dynamic, because I have a business podcast, a success podcast, I like to say, about business, finance, personal life. I want to be applicable and relevant to everyone. And like the CrossPolitik guys, they have more of a political, reformed doctrine podcast. Or podcast audience is what I was trying to say there. And you get certain different kinds of people reaching out to you, talking to you, and you spend time, at least I do, I spend time reading what you guys say and trying to give you guys thoughtful, good advice. I've shared that before of how much responsibility is for us podcasters to give you guys the truth and to be accurate, especially in my case, where I want you guys to be successful, and there's like tangible results, we can measure that, right? Are you more successful than you were a year ago when we started this podcast, or whenever you started listening? Have you been implementing the advice, the things we've been talking about? And if so, I hope that it has really blessed you guys. But anyways, I just have tons of enjoyment seeing those of you who follow me on the social media sites on How to Build a Tent, seeing, wow, and then Alphabet, $14.21 per share versus $11.30. Wow, Alphabet has been making some money this quarter. And just seeing you guys, seeing those of you that followed and reached out, emailed, the things that you guys are going through in life, absolutely just a blessing. And I just love you guys. And seriously, when you start spending time with you guys, start pouring into anybody, you start developing a relationship. And so I'm just incredibly thankful for all of the relationships I have with you guys. It means the world to me. You can also email me if you don't want to find me on the social media sites at matt@howtobuildatent.com. If you haven't already, go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field, and you'll get a sweet 15-ounce mug. You will get special treatment, special priority to your emails that I will answer. No, I'm just kidding. I answer everyone's emails. I do not discriminate. There are just tons of earnings coming out. I started the wrong time to podcast this, but I'm not going to bring it up anymore. It's probably really distracting. I apologize in advance. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in a memo field, and you will get a mug. You'll get possibly a pint glass if you hurry. If you go do that now, you might have one while supplies last. And you get tons of other benefits, and you're coming alongside of us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. Now, I want to talk about today something that successful people do really, really well. They do this really well. And people can see this as, I don't know how to say it without trying to be political about it, but people are just given certain opportunities other people aren't, and they can look at it as discriminatory or oppression or systemic oppression, but it's not, I don't believe, in a lot of ways. Yes, definitely there are certain people that get more of this than others, but there is a skill to be developed. And yes, I say skill that can be developed to receive more of these. And what I am talking about is opportunity. People that are successful seek out opportunities, develop opportunities, and pull opportunities out of things that do not seem to be opportunities to advance their careers, to advance their business, to create new businesses, to create new relationships, to create new alliances, to be successful. Now, it's a skill. It requires the mindset, first of all, that you are constantly looking for opportunities that can be put before you, to seeing how can I develop these relationships? How can I develop this opportunity? How can I use these setbacks in our lives? How can we use this trial? Can we use this problem that I need to solve? How can I leverage this for opportunities? Now, I will fully admit that not every situation is going to provide an opportunity to be successful. Not every opportunity is going to result in success. But the very fact of this country and all of the assets that we have, the freedoms, the stability in government, other like-minded entrepreneurs, other people with these mindsets, just the sheer statistics of continuing to do this, continuing to look for opportunities, continuing to develop them, continuing to build relationships, you are eventually going to be successful. The odds are with you. And I know there is this current, there is this spirit in the world that says the world is against us, that it is evil, that nothing good is going to happen, that we're doomed to failure. You're doomed to failure no matter what you do, because of your situation, because of your upbringing, because of your financial standing, because of the lack of wealth your parents have, whatever the reason. But I'm here to tell you that's all a lie, because there are a lot of poor people that have become rich in much harsher times than what we live in today. And there's people that have overcome far more difficulty, far more adversity than what we deal with today. Now, we all have different situations, I know this, but I also know that we have a God who has created us for a reason and to have a plan for us to take advantage of. And as we continue to look for and develop these opportunities, we are going to be able to be used by God. And I think that is something that is very important for us to have, is first of all, just the understanding that good things are going to come to those that are faithful, that you will be successful if you do not give up. If you do not lose heart in doing good, there will be the prize at the end of the road for you. And I want to give you some examples of what I mean by this. And I'm just going to use some personal examples. Is I bought a house in Florida when we moved here. Now, typically, traditionally, when you buy a house from somebody, you never meet the seller. We had some things where we had to talk to each other, the buyer, me, the seller, the person that had this house before. And we started developing a relationship, and turns out he has some, he's a lawyer, so he has political connections, he has some business connections, he has just a lot of, good contacts, like something that you look for in business. You want to be around other successful people, and no doubt the guy we bought this house from is a successful person. And also, I met my neighbor, who obviously in the neighborhood we're in is successful as well. And I started developing a relationship with them. Now, you could easily say that, okay, great, you meet these people, but what I was trying to do is build relationships with these people. So what I did is I came up with a business opportunity in the next couple weeks of moving here, where I saw a need that could be developed that I've seen work in other places that requires low capital intensity or low capital investment, that if it doesn't work out, we can just walk away from, no hard feelings. But I reached out to my neighbor who is successful. I want to build a relationship with him. And the guy I bought the house from, a lawyer, and I wanted to build a relationship with him. So I pitched the idea of starting this company. And now the three of us are in business together. Now, what does this do? Besides the actual business, which is a sound business that has potential to just be at least, at minimum, a side hustle for us that's going to take a low amount of time for us. We can always hire people or whatever. But it also allows me to build relationships with them and other people I'll meet through relationship with them and get plugged into the legal, the business, the political communities of Florida. Now, the average person would have just bought the house, maybe if they ran into the buyer for some reasons, would have just talked about like whatever the house and just done their business and gone their ways. But if you're constantly looking to develop people, is to learn people, not using people like to use them and burn them, but to use them to look for opportunities where you can benefit each other, that is a great skill of being successful and looking for opportunities. So look for those opportunities. Let's go out and be successful. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. God bless.